Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And a special day here at WGN. We have our Pizza Madness winner live in studio. He brought pizza. He brought meatballs. It's a great day here at WGN. Mike, why don't you introduce our guest? I know you guys announced it on the show with John Williams live on the radio, but tell everyone who our winners are.
Yeah, so after 4 weeks of voting, 70,000 votes, we had 128 mom-and-pop places, we had 32 local chain places, and we had one winner in our mom and pop's edition, the inaugural version of it. Chris Bartolini from Bartolini's out of Midlothian is here with us. Man, how are you feeling right now? I, for one, just
euphoric. Is that a good word? Euphoric.
Euphoric.
You guys did a great job with this, and it was so much fun interacting with not only customers but even other pizza place and restaurant owners that we're friends with. It's a great thing you guys did.
You knocked off some heavy hitters too along the way. I mean, Vito and Knicks, you're staring down a matchup with Vito and Knicks, no problem. You've got Foxes in the Elite Eights or Elite Eats, what do we call it? just an incredible run. This bracket is always so much fun. One of the reasons we started doing it was, you know, Mike's idea was to promote local pizzerias, and it's a great way to look at the bracket. Mm-hmm. And say, I know that spot, I know that spot, I've never been there, I've heard of that one, I want to go to that one. It is to promote the local businesses. And you really have to be active on social media if you want to do well in these brackets we post on our website. And I'm sure you guys very much were active on social media.
Well, the funny part is my wife for the restaurant runs all our social media. And truth be told right here, her favorite pizza is Vito Nick's.
Okay,
all right. She grew up right there.
Yeah.
And Angie's. Vito Nick's and Angie's are where she grew up. And she's like, I'm not sure who to vote for this week. I'm like, time out, you know? So it was like reaching out to Robbie. Robbie from Angie's reached out to us. The guys from Village Pizza, Aldo and the guys there reached out to us. Wooden Paddle, we went up against Wooden Paddle. Good friends of ours. I've known Jonathan for 10 years. So, and I live in Tinley Park, and when I order pizza, I order Village Pizza. You know, yeah. I voted for Bartolini's that week.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but it's a great thing.
Well, congratulations. It is impressive. It's 128, Mike?
128 mom and pop
128
places.
Mom and pops, and you're the last one standing. Promote the pizza. We just sampled some. We've had it. You're no stranger to WGN Radio, by the way. Not that this swayed anything, but where you are sitting right now is where the legend Dan Hampton sits for our pre- and post-game show, and Ed Obradovich, of course, another Bears legend. You used to feed those. You fed the two Bears.
Yeah, my brother Dominic and I, we did the Hampton OB show for, I don't know, 3-4 years in a row maybe. It was great. But at that point, we're open 7 days a week. Then we started closing Sunday, Monday, so it didn't work. Now we're back open on Sunday, so who knows what will happen in the future.
All right.
But WGN's been a great partner with us for a long time, and we're very thankful. And like I said, the bracket was fun, you know. Pizzas, we all got opinions. People get really heated about pizza.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I didn't tell Mike about, 3 years ago when you guys, the first or second year we were in, we had a guy come in the restaurant, and the girl's like, you need to go over to table 14. There's this guy, he seems a little, you know, something's up.
A little off?
A little different. So I go over there. He's got a folder with paper, like a steno book, and he's taking notes on the pizza.
Oh.
That year there was 60-some pizza places in the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already been. We were the 55th one he went to.
Wow.
Yeah, 55th.
We need to have this guy on.
He goes, my wife and kids are on spring break. He goes, yesterday I went to 4 places. He went up to up the Antioch area.
He
picked sections, and we were the 55th one he ate.
That is amazing.
So
we need to track this guy down. If you're listening, reach out to us.
Yep. He works for the Cubs, maybe.
That's interesting. Well,
it wasn't Tom Ricketts, was it?
Nah, I would have recognized him. But this guy was cool. He was very passionate, very, very passionate. And it was funny listening. I asked him what his highlights were. And, of course, it was Bartolini's. You know,
yeah.
What else would he tell me? But then I asked him what the ones that he was highly disappointed in, which I'm not going to say. And it was kind of funny how, like I said, people have opinions and they're very passionate about their pizza and their food.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, like I said, she still goes. She comes to my restaurant, our restaurant, Bartolini's, and she'll tell my employees, I want a Vito Nick style pizza.
Yeah. And every neighborhood, whether it's in Chicago or around Chicago, has a pizza spot.
Absolutely.
So you become passionate about it because you're proud of your hometown and your home area, just like your wife still repping her hometown spots.
Exactly.
So people get a little passionate, right? Even if maybe you try another pizza and think, yeah, that might be better than the one I grew up on, but I still love the one I grew up on.
Well, you got that, you know, that eye in the back of your mind that remembers, you know,
and yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you smell, you walk in a room and you smell something, remind you of something that happened 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, so yeah. So it's very, you know, everybody has their choices.
Yeah.
So I actually tried you guys for the very first time when you brought it in here, and I had, I think it's the secret meatball pizza, which has got this, it's did you say raspberry barbecue?
The hidden gem pizza.
The hidden gem pizza.
And what it is, our meatball lover's pizza, but instead of pizza sauce, it has our raspberry habanero barbecue sauce as the base.
Which you guys just do a sheet of those meatballs with that sauce, correct?
We can, yes.
I think absolutely. I remember you guys bringing that in for Hampton OB one bear Sunday.
So, and it's something we bottle. We have a co-bottler. We have it probably in about 15 different meat markets across the city and in Indiana. So,
and you guys are on Gold Belly too, correct?
Gold Belly's been was a lifesaver during COVID. We ship. I'm very passionate about Gold Belly. You guys can see I actually have a Gold Belly tattoo on my forearm.
Kept you guys going a little bit?
Absolutely. Wow. Last week they did a Pi Day sale for $3.14.
Yeah.
We shipped out over 400 boxes that week.
Wow.
And every box has got 3 to 4 pizzas. All 50 states and Canada.
Wow.
And they're a great partner with us. And funny part is we can ship a meatball pizza to Canada, but I cannot ship meatballs to Canada because meatball is a meat item, but meatball topping is different than a meatball.
Hack the system. I love that.
So figure that one out.
You gotta love it.
But yeah, so Gold Belly's been a great partner. They do a lot with us. We do a couple, 3-4 sales a year where they do some, you know, good, generate some good revenue and good numbers. And I got people from all over the country that repeat orders that come over again.
When someone does come in to visit, what should they expect if they're coming in for the first time, which I'm planning to do very, very soon?
We're a very simple, family-oriented place. I've got employees that have been with us. We have employees, like I said, have been with us 25 years. So our employees know when you walk in the door, Mike, if you're a regular, they know where you're walking. They already know they'll have your drink or your iced tea waiting for you at the table at the bar. So we're very family oriented. It's the coolest thing is we've been there 31 years now, seeing the families grow up to where mom and dad used to bring the kids in. Now they're bringing the grandkids or great grandkids in. So it's a very homey atmosphere. We moved, like I said, 2 years ago to a new location. We're still in Midlothian. Midlothian has been absolutely wonderful to us, and we're thankful to be there. But the places, it's kind of a loft style. It's a high ceilings, all open concept. I'm pretty happy the way it turned out. It's pretty cool.
3844 West 147th Street, Midlothian. Go check them out. Congratulations. As Mike noted here, first pizza place from the South region to win the Pizza Madness tournament.
That's right. Our very first year, Fox's was like our runner-up. And since then, we've had a couple local chains that made it to the championship and won it. And it got to a point where like, let's take those and put them in their own little division, which gave us an opportunity to actually give the South their own region and the West their own region. So you represented very hard and you knocked out Fox's. You knocked out the Vito and Nick's.
The Southsiders might be the most passionate of all Chicagoans when it comes to the pizza. Or even if you're not Southside Chicago, you're south of the city. It's a very passionate bunch down that way.
I will say, because I get to see the scores and tally everything and see how it's going, by far, South was ahead of everyone. and I'm speaking as a, you know, North Suburbanite that, you know, they have their passionate, their own style pizza too. But man, Southside came in strong.
And I do want to give a shout out. 3-time runner up now. Uncle Jerry's is incredible. Yep. And to make it to the championship 3 times is amazing. We've had them on. Mm-hmm. Great pizza. I got to shout out Uncle Jerry's too, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. I get it. Well, the funny part is, you know, we took first to mom and pops. Well, then we had the chains. Yeah. Well, those were Rosati's in Midlothian. So Midlothian took first place twice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
good for you, Midlothian. Yeah. Seriously, though. Yeah. No.
Midlothian's a hidden spot. I'm telling you,
maybe
downtown
like a
Midlothian.
Championship parade or something through downtown Midlothian.
I'm going to call the mayor. That's a good idea.
Yeah. We might be due for your
get a key to the city
there
or something.
Yeah. I love it.
No, like you said, Jerry Servinsky, I'm sorry if I butcher your name there, but one of the sweetest people, him and his wife, they came in super nice. And they're just happy to be there. And they're happy for everybody that's a part of it. They have a very, very passionate fan base, I will say. And I'm sorry if you got some of that on your end. But, you know, like we said, people care about their pizza places.
They absolutely.
Do. And shout out to our sponsor, too, Mike.
Chicago Brick Oven.
Check
and
them out.
Thank you to those guys for going on the ride with us. They have the finest U.S.-made pizza ovens for your backyard. I want one, I'll be honest. But I want to go to Bartolini's first.
Yeah, go to Bartolini's first.
Please, come see us.
Chris,
we'll take good care of you.
Congratulations again. Thanks for coming in studio. And anything else to plug about your business or any other final thoughts, Chris, before we wrap up?
Like I said, we a cool family place. One of us is always there. Got a good crew. 24 beers on tap. A lot of eclectic, strange beers.
Okay.
But just a nice patio. Do live music during the summer.
Awesome.
Just a family place. You can bring. We have a bar. The bar is 21 and over. But everything else is a family place. We don't put up with the cussing and swearing. We want you to bring the kids in and great. The grandkids. And we've always learned to brainwash the kids. So where do you want to go eat? Not McDonald's. They want to come to Bartolini's.
Bartolini's. There you go.
Hey, it's Pizza Friday, guys.
That's right.
Pizza Friday.
Chris, come visit us.
Chris Bartolini's, our Pizza Mattis tournament champion from Bartolini's in Midlothian. Go check them out. Chris, thanks again and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys doing the event.
That's how many total votes, Mike, did the break?
70,000.
70,000 votes.
We had. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we always joke about this. We crank out so much content on the radio station every single day, and then we post a bracket of pizza places, and it's our most viewed. It is by far the most clicked on link at our website.
People are paying attention. They get passionate about certain things,
right?
And all of a sudden, like, you hit a spot. You know,
exactly.
you hit a nerve, so I'm going to respond to that.
Right.
And that's also why we try to fit as many pizza places as possible.
Do a great job building the brackets, Mike, and shout out to Rosati's for winning the chains bracket. But that wraps up the 2026 Pizza Madness Tournament here at WGN. Congratulations, Chris. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.